This woman's been hoarding junk for more than 20 years. Her house is so full.
Wow, she needs to get rid of a lot of that stuff, and you need to get rid of some stuff, too. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. You've probably seen a TV show with someone who has just way too much stuff in their house. You know, your heart can get piled up with junk too. Just listen to Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Instead, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Let's listen to our story for this Sunday. It's entitled, Heart Hoarders. Mom, look at this! Sari pointed to the TV. This woman has been hoarding junk for more than 20 years, and now her house is so full she can't even move around in it. It's a huge health hazard, and she's going to be forced to leave her home if she doesn't clean it out. The team of people who make this show came to help. Just look at all that stuff! Mom shook her head sadly. That poor woman. It's so hard to let go of things sometimes. Sari rolled her eyes. It's her own fault for letting it get like that. Couldn't she see that her house was getting so full she could hardly walk around? Not necessarily, answered Mom. I'm sure it happened so gradually over a long period of time that she hardly noticed it. It probably wasn't until someone else came inside that she realized how bad it had gotten. That's how it happened with me. What? Exclaimed Sari. You used to be a hoarder? Mom laughed. I guess you could say that. I didn't hoard things in my house, though. I hoarded things in my heart. What do you mean? Asked Sari. Well, when I became a Christian, I was thrilled to have Jesus in my life. But even though I knew he'd made me a new person, I still didn't want to let go of some sinful things I thought were fun or the grudges I had against other people. I was holding on to sin and anger and bitterness, even though those things didn't belong in my new life and were hurting me and others. So how'd you get rid of them? Asked Sari. It wasn't until a Christian friend pointed out how she saw me living that I finally realized I needed help. The Holy Spirit gave me the power to let go of my selfish desires so I could live in a way that reflects Jesus' love without that other stuff getting in the way. Sari looked back at the TV screen. Just like the woman on this show will be able to enjoy living in her house once all that junk is cleaned out of it. Mom nodded. Exactly. So what about you? Are you hanging on to things that don't belong in the new life Jesus has given you? Sometimes it's hard to let go of your old way of doing things, but that's not who you are anymore. Jesus has made you a new person who's able to show his love to others in all you do. So trust him to help you let go of any selfish habits you've been holding on to and embrace your new life in him. Our key verses for today, Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2.
Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
And our key thought for Sunday, let go of sin and bitterness. It's true that life can get pretty busy sometimes, right? That's why you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. That way you can listen in the car when you're on your way to school or take time to learn more about God when you're going to soccer practice. You can read the story along with me every day on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Get your parents' help and search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today, and do me a favor, share Keys for Kids with a friend, and then both come back tomorrow. We'll see you then.